anyone out there is watching this and, you know, knows where Taylan is, just what message do you give to that person?
Please bring Taylan home.
Say something. He needs his family.
Home safely. He needs his family.
Because he's missing his mother.
He's missing his mother.
So he needs to be around people who love and care about him.
Welcome back. I'm Cassie, and this is Wicked World. Before we get into today's story, I just briefly wanted to tell you about the sponsor of today's video, Private Internet Access. Private Internet Access keeps you safe while you're browsing the internet. They're a VPN service, and if you don't know what that is, let me tell you. When you browse the internet, your private information, including your IP address, which can give your exact location, is available for anyone to access, and that's rather scary. But with a VPN service like Private Internet Access, your actual IP address remains hidden, and it safeguards your internet connection, which means prying eyes can't get a hold of your personal and private information. All you need to do is connect through the app. Now, browsing the internet without private internet access is like driving without car insurance. All it takes is one unlucky moment to bring you to financial ruin. But it is so easy and affordable for you to sign up for private internet access and get protected today. And they have a 30-day money-back guarantee if you are unsatisfied with their services in any way, which I doubt you will be. And don't worry, Private Internet Access is the world's most transparent VPN provider with over 30 million downloads. They never record or store any of their users' data. In addition to the protection that Private Internet Access gives you, did you also know that you can use it to access different streaming options on popular services such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, and more? Many of these streaming services have different library options depending on the country you're in. So, with Private Internet Access, you can simply change the country you want your IP address to look like it's coming from. And there you go. You have access to all kinds of movies and shows that you didn't before. For example, Oppenheimer isn't available on Netflix in the United States, but with one simple click, I can connect to an Australian server and watch it on Australian Netflix. Private Internet Access is also available for all platforms, Windows, Android, iOS, and more. Plus, you can now protect an unlimited amount of devices in your home, all at the same time. That alone is a huge deal. You can protect your entire household with just one subscription to Private Internet Access. So, use my link below to sign up for Private Internet Access and get 83% off, which also includes 4 months free. So the story I have for you today is about a little boy and his mother who were both killed by the same horrible man. And the little boy was discarded like he was a piece of trash. This story horrified thousands when it first happened, especially with the sensational media headlines. But this story wasn't exactly what it seemed at first. The alligator that was involved was completely innocent. There is a monster who was much more terrifying and heartless, who was responsible for these two murders. This is the story of Taylan Mosley and Passion Jeffrey. Taylan Mosley was born on March 21st, 2021, in St. Petersburg, Florida, to his mother, Passion Jeffrey, and his father, Thomas Mosley. Taylan was described as a sweet, silly, and happy little boy. His nickname was Tay-Tay, and he loved peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, Minions, Hot Wheels, and more than anything else, his mama. And Taylan's mother, Passion Jeffrey, was a 20-year-old single mom who worked full-time at a local CVS pharmacy. Passion was a hard worker and dedicated to providing a better life for her son. Passion was said to be very funny, and she loved to play pranks on people. Others said that Passion was a joy to be around, and in her spare time, she liked to cook and do some fashion designing. She was a native of St. Petersburg, Florida, and was an honor student at Boca Ciega High School, and then also at Northeast High, where she graduated in 2021. Now, Passion had become pregnant with Taylan while in her junior year of high school, but she had still continued to work hard and graduate on time with her class. The single mother adored her son and wanted to spend as much time with him as she possibly could. So when she had her breaks at work, she would FaceTime Taylan, who was usually being watched by either her mother or her great aunt. And Taylan loved these phone calls with his mother too, which became evident when he would start grabbing just anybody's cell phone during the day and pretending to call up his mother Passion. The mother and son had just moved into their new apartment in February of 2023. Prior to that, they had been living with Passion's great aunt, Theo Brickhouse Sales. Their new apartment was located at the Lincoln Shores apartment complex on 4th Street North in St. Petersburg. And even though Taylan's father, Thomas, did not live with Passion and Taylan, he had been staying there for the last couple of weeks. About a month after they moved into their new place, on March 29th, 2023, family and friends gathered at Passion's new apartment. They were all there to celebrate Taylan's father's 21st birthday. Passion had put a lot of work into getting this party together, and everybody seemed to have a good time. The birthday party would end up winding down around 5:15 p.m., and all the guests would end up going home. That would leave just Taylan, Passion, and Thomas in the apartment alone. A few hours later, around 8:30 that night, a neighbor would say that she had heard a few noises coming from Passion's apartment, but it wasn't anything loud enough or notable enough in order to call the authorities. Shortly after this noise that the neighbor had heard, Thomas would leave Passion's apartment, and from there, he traveled to the Lake Maggiore area, which is south of downtown St. Petersburg. After that, Thomas headed to his mother's house, which is also in St. Petersburg, about 15 to 20 minutes away from where Passion lives. So Thomas arrived at his mother's home a little bit past 9 p.m., and when he did, she noticed that he was injured. All over her son's arms and hands were multiple cuts and lacerations. And due to the seriousness of these wounds, Thomas then checked himself into St. Anthony's Hospital. The following morning, on Thursday, March 30th, when Passion's great aunt Theo didn't receive a phone call from her niece, she started to become worried. Her niece would usually call her each and every day, multiple times each day. But this time, when Theo had even tried to reach out to her and call her cell phone, there was no answer. This was very unlike her niece. So as soon as Theo went on her lunch break, she got in her car and drove over to Passion's apartment. Once there, she noticed that there were traces of blood on the sidewalk leading up to Passion and Taylan's apartment. Theo frantically began knocking at her niece's door over and over, but with no answer. Not having a key to the apartment herself, Theo decided to call management and have them let her into Passion's apartment. Management would come quickly and unlock the door for Theo. And when she got into the apartment, the most horrifying scene awaited her. There was her niece lying on the bathroom floor, covered in blood. She had over 100 stab wounds to her body. Little Taylan, however, was nowhere to be seen in the apartment. Nobody knew where he was, so immediately police issued an Amber Alert. The public was told that the police believed the 2-year-old was likely in very serious danger. Authorities would deploy drones and a helicopter to help search for the little boy. They even brought in a bloodhound to see if it could trace any scent of Taylan. Dive teams searched local lakes, rivers, and ponds. In addition, a flatbed truck took one of the dumpsters from the apartment complex to be brought in and searched for any evidence. Passion's car was also searched. Volunteers also quickly came together to help look for the little boy.
We just want to say that Taylan is a beautiful little boy. And he's really loving and caring. And he's just very sweet. And he'll smile and laugh at anybody. And there's Amber Alerts everywhere.
Everywhere.
And you guys have seen them. I have people all over the country calling me about the Amber Alerts. So I'm asking everybody, if anybody, somebody saw something.
Okay? Please speak up.
What was your daughter like? What was her personality?
She's very outspoken, always make you laugh.
Smile all the time.
Always joking.
Trying to rap.
Laughing.
Always trying to rap. Saying.
Scaring you when you're not expecting it, always hiding behind
you. Like, yes. Love to scare you all the time. You know, ever since she was like 3-4 years old.
She was 20, you know, yes. But she's a loving kid and she loved that baby. That baby loves her.
Sweet. I can remember Taylan was born. I was coming from Seminole, you know. Working, he looked up at me like, I said, Taylan Mosley. And he said, closed his eyes. I said, okay, Glam need to go sit down now.
Yeah, and if he
but
calls
please,
for his
y'all,
auntie,
please.
That's me.
That she calls for you?
Yes. Yeah. TNT team.
Oh, she's a message you're sending to Taylan's father.
He's been named a person of interest. Is there anything you would say to him or want?
There's nothing we have to say to him.
Your daughter was making a life for herself. And so what she was doing, how she was making her way and making her way and making a life for herself.
She had just moved. She was working at CVS. She had just moved out here. This was her first month that she lived here. And very happy to have a better place than what she had before. And for a 20-year-old, she was doing well. She wanted more out of life. And, we're without words.
Now, police were naming Taylan's father, Thomas Mosley, as a person of interest in Passion's stabbing death as well as Taylan's disappearance. This was because it had been discovered by medical staff that the cuts on Thomas's hands and arms were consistent with injuries that would be obtained by slippage during a knife attack. The police search for Taylan would lead them to Lake Maggiore at Dell Holmes Park. The sprawling city park with trails, a fishing pier, and putting green is south of downtown St. Petersburg and sits about a mile away from where Thomas Mosley had lived. The reason why police had gone to this area to look for Taylan was because a fisherman had called them and said that he had seen something in an alligator's mouth that looked like it might be a child's body. Upon locating the alligator, police had to fire one shot and put the animal down. They were then able to recover Taylan's body. Even though his body was still intact, Taylan had passed away. Authorities believed that Thomas had either thrown or placed his son into the lake where he had been found. Now, Thomas, who was still in the hospital, was not cooperating with police and wouldn't tell them any information about what had happened. But regardless, when he was released from the hospital on March 31st, Thomas was immediately booked into Pinellas County Jail and charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder. At the time of his arrest, Thomas was not in school and had no job. He did show some signs of mental illness, however, but he's never been diagnosed with any type of mental illness. When the detectives searched Passion's apartment, they would find a cleaning bottle with a bloody fingerprint on it that had been shoved underneath the bed, like someone was trying to hide it. This fingerprint would later match up to Thomas's. In addition, a bloody shoe print with a Gucci logo had been found next to Passion's body. It was confirmed that Thomas had actually been wearing a pair of Gucci slides when he had arrived at his mother's house on the night of the 29th. So when police had obtained Passion's cell phone records, they found that her cell phone had left her apartment that night at 8:42 p.m. Shortly after that, it had pinged near Lake Maggiore, where Taylan's body had later been found. When an autopsy was performed on Taylan's body, it would be determined that he had not died because the alligator had gotten a hold of him, but rather the little boy had died from drowning. Thomas made his first appearance in court over the telephone, and he pled not guilty to the murders of Taylan and Passion. Now, the prosecution has been trying to get a hold of Thomas's medical records from the night he had gone to the hospital after killing Taylan and Passion. It's reported that he had surgery while he was there, and he was also Baker-acted. But the defense was arguing that these medical records were protected under state and federal rights to privacy. But Thomas Mosley's medical records in regards to his lacerations on his hands and arms, as well as his blood work, are relevant to the case. It will give the state information in its investigation as to how the injuries were treated, how severe they were, and if Thomas had made any statements to hospital staff about how the injuries had occurred. During a preliminary hearing, prosecutors played police body cam footage. It shows Passion's mother speaking with an officer shortly after her daughter's body had been found. She told them that they had all smoked marijuana while at Thomas's birthday party on March 29th. However, there didn't seem to be any tension between the couple that she noticed. But then in October of 2023, a judge ruled that Thomas was incompetent to stand trial. This decision was made after reviewing 2 reports from medical professionals who recommended that the best place for Thomas right now is a state mental hospital. Passion and Taylan's family were in the courtroom during this decision. It's likely that in the future, he will be found competent to stand trial, and he actually has another court date coming up next week on April 22nd to see if he is, at this time, now competent to stand trial and assist in his defense. And prosecutors fully intend on seeking the death penalty against Thomas, as there are multiple aggravating factors in the murders that make him eligible. The specific aggravating circumstances include that one of the victims was under the age of 12, and the victim was particularly vulnerable because the defendant stood in a position of custodial authority over the victim. And sadly, little Talen had just celebrated his second birthday with a Hot Wheels party, only days before his murder. A GoFundMe page was launched to collect donations for Passion and Talen's family to pay for their funeral costs and support the family.
Their original goal had been $30,000.
But after unexpected funeral and burial arrangement costs had popped up, they had to raise their goal. The campaign received nearly $48,000.
Passion and Talen lived with their aunt, Theo Brickhouse Sales, for a little bit, and she got to know them very well during that time. Mom and son had just moved to their new apartment and were hoping to start a new life.
I want people to remember them as two kids who absolutely loved each other.
Talen Mosley and Passion Jeffrey shared a bond that only a mom can have with her son.
Did you ever see this coming?
I told him this morning I would have never in a million years when this week started ever thought that something like this was happening. We were supposed to have Talen Saturday.
Instead, the toddler's great-great-aunt, Theo Brickhouse Sales, is planning his funeral.
Justin, without them, yes. And life is going to be hard.
How do you think you do that?
I don't know. I have no clue. That's my biggest worry was that how they suffered. And when I close my eyes at night, that's all I see was the suffering of both of them.
Now, Talen's family is trying to move forward and appreciate all the love from people they've never met.
I feel like the community has wrapped their arms around us, and it's a wonderful feeling.
The thing was, due to Florida state law, Talen's grieving family had to go to Thomas in order to get his permission to have the medical examiner release Talen's body for his funeral. This is because when a person dies in Florida, their next of kin has control over what happens to their body, and Thomas just happened to be his next of kin. So the medical examiner ended up going to the jail and getting Thomas's permission to release Talen's body to his family. During the conversation that the medical examiner had with Thomas while he was there, Thomas would tell him, "I have no son." Well, not anymore, because you killed him, dipshit. Now that Talen's body had been released back to his family on April 7th, 2023, both family and friends of Passion Jeffrey and her son Talen gathered at First Baptist Church of St. Petersburg to say their goodbyes. Many loved ones wore pink and blue shirts with the mother and son's photo to honor their memory. Passion was lying in a cream-colored casket, and her son Talen was lying in a separate tiny Toy Story-decorated blue casket. The mother and son were then buried next to each other at Woodlawn Memory Gardens in St. Petersburg. And a memorial at Dell Holmes Park in St. Petersburg was also dedicated to 2-year-old Talen Mosley on Saturday, April 1st, 2023. Well, thank you for listening to all of Talen and Passion's story today. It's unbelievable that none of the neighbors, except for that one who heard a small noise, didn't hear anything when Passion was getting attacked. Because you would think that Talen, who was still alive, was probably there crying, hearing what was happening to his mother. Nobody heard anything? And why was it that Thomas decided to annihilate his entire family? Sure, he probably had an argument with Passion that night, but that's not an excuse to kill somebody. And why did he kill Talen? So if you do like true crime and you want to hear it from me, then don't forget to hit that subscribe button below and turn on your notifications too so you'll know when I upload a new video, which is 2 to 3 times every week. Thanks for watching A Wicked World today. Until next time, take care, guys. Bye. Thank you to all the patrons of A Wicked World. Now, there's even more of A Wicked World on Patreon.
So check it out at patreon.com/awickedworld or use the Patreon app. You'll have access to exclusive videos each month and more. Any support truly helps to make sure the victims never get forgotten and to highlight the shortcomings of society associated with each case. Do you have a suggestion for a case you'd like to see me cover? If so, send me an email at awickedworldtruecrime@gmail.com.